At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock. The football clock. We've got football decisions to make. We've got baseball decisions to make. We've got hockey decisions to make. We've got post-show dinner time decisions to make. No basketball decisions to make this evening. I think today's like the first time in like forever there hasn't been a basketball game. But we've got a couple of football games on the board. We've got the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, who's always ready for a dinner time decision. What's going on, Cam?
Yeah, Morenci, it's funny you mentioned that no basketball tonight. And I was just thinking of the words that you floated me when, remember, you're like, God, Denver, not, what were the Clippers, like 15-1 to win? It's actually, you could be in a hedge position now. Like, I remember we were laughing right after the first game. It's like, dude, this team just doesn't have the willpower to bury anybody. They're letting these guys linger around. I know we got other sports tonight, but just remembering that price, buddy. And I was thinking they didn't have a chance. Well, they got a very good chance when it goes to a seventh game.
Yeah, plus 750. That's what they were coming into this series. I got to tell you, man, the Denver Nuggets, you want to talk about character? You want to talk about heart? These guys down 3-1 to the Utah Jazz, man, and they battle back, and then they're down 3-1 to Kawhi Leonard. Are you kidding me? And the Los Angeles Clippers, they've got the Clippers, like, melting down and, like, blaming each other. And it's some crazy stuff. And I got to tell you, like, if the Clippers lose, it's just going to break my heart even more that the Raptors are out, because I really thought we could beat anybody besides Kawhi, but evidently, no, we couldn't beat the Boston Celtics. But that's besides the point. I'm glad that football's here, because I got to be honest with you, I'm not a fan, man, of the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics. I hate them both. It's like, yeah, whatever. We're going to have to cover it because it is what it is, and I love basketball, but yeah, I'm glad there's football on this evening. New York Giant football. And it's amazing how life changes, man. Think if there was no pandemic right now, Cam. Right now, I'd be talking to you. I'd be at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. There'd be a bunch of drunk Steeler fans running around. You know, Callaway. I'd be like, hey, what's up, Callaway? It's like the entire crew.
Betting on Northfield.
Like, yeah, everything's like, instead, no fans. You know, it's quiet. No fans there. Although the sports book is open. There's no fans. Just, you know, what a different atmosphere. But I got to be honest with you. The New York Giants are one of the worst home teams in football with fans. So it can't be any worse without fans. And another thing, Adam Gase, I guarantee you he's happy there's no fans next week. And the Giants might be happy there's no fans. because people are fed up with crap ass football in New York, and I have a feeling it's going to be a long season of crap ass football in New York.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, when you look at the state of New York sports, you got the Jets. They're one of the worst teams in the league. The Giants, at least they have Danny Dimes, but they're not a good football team either. The Knicks are horrible. It's like, now what are you doing? Hey, Rangers, we got a chance. Or, like, the Yankees are not even playing well despite winning a few games. And the Mets, hey, they got new ownership, Gabe, just, about an hour or two ago. So that's
about
positive
the Rangers.
News. Yeah, it's about the Rangers. Go Rangers!
It's about the Rangers.
Go Devils!
And Rangers going. Raiders. Rangers. Rangers going in the right direction. So the point spread is 6 right now. Total is 44.5 in this football game. And I got to tell you, man, any time that I change my mind and I'm not really sure, then it spells big trouble. And you know, it was a similar situation with last night's football game. I didn't really love the Cowboys or the Rams going into the game. I ended up on the Dallas Cowboys side of things, and we'll get to that momentarily. Mm-hmm. But tonight's a tough football game. 6-point spread right now. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, as always. We're on the clock. We've got football decisions to make, not one, but two football games on the board. Kevin Walsh, Sports Grid's very own, is going to step up and in and kick it with us. Dr. David Chow, longtime doctor of the San Diego Chargers. I think like 18 years he was a doctor of the Chargers. He knows the ins and outs of what goes on in an NFL locker room. And I got to tell you, man, Dr. Chow joined us yesterday during in-game live during the football games. And he made us money. Like, it's this guy, like, if you're thinking, oh, it's a doctor and they're talking about fantasy injuries, man, he came on and he's like, guys, the Detroit Lions – cornerback's out. His injury, he's not coming back. This guy's not coming back. I promise you, he's not coming back. He goes, expect Trubisky to be able to have much more success. Bing, 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 come back, Bears. Like, it's one thing to see the injuries. He knows the injuries. So I look forward to his analysis of the football game coming into tonight. He also warned everybody Mike Evans wasn't going to do anything. I see on Twitter right now, it's trending. What if Trump doesn't accept the election results? Well, I got to tell you, we're not getting political right now, but I don't accept the Dallas Cowboy LA Ram results. What a pile of crap, man. To start off the National Football League season on a Sunday night and a football game, we should have been playing in overtime. And, you know, listen, we'll get to McCarthy's an idiot, too. Like, you got hired not to be an idiot. Like, that you got hired not to be an idiot, and then you're an idiot. Like, if Jason Garrett did that, like, dude.
I'm
still upset. Dude, that was like an $800 swing for me. And once again, here we are, Cam. Pretty good day, not great day, got through the day, and then just, of course, went all in, buddy, late. I'm like firing off $100
drops. Stop
doing that. Left and right.
It's not good.
And then that goal. I'm not even a Cowboy fan, and I feel sick.
Buddy, me and George did the show last night. We did the show last night. Kurtz is a Cowboy fan. He was going bananas. Hey, numbnuts, kick the field goal. McCarthy isn't better than Jason Garrett. He's a stooge.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Taking over to Reg legend, redhead Cam Stewart. Dr. David Chow will join us a little bit later on. Me and Cam are going to be with you for the next little while, including for the most of the Pittsburgh Steeler New York Giant football game. Point spread is 6 right now at FanDuel. Total is 44.5. And if you want trends, I've got more trends than Ryan Seacrest, all right, and Dick Clark combined. We got some intriguing trends tonight, but I don't know. You know, I like to ask people, like, do you guys, do you buy in to that? I know no. Cam does not.
It doesn't work.
There's a difference between a team being, you know, 1-12 when wearing white socks and exactly. wearing black shoes yeah. and kind mm-hmm. of the random ones. And more of the factual ones, such as the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers are 31-4-1 to the under in their last 36 games as a road favorite. That's a monster number right there.
Oh, it's crazy, and that's significant because the Pittsburgh Steelers had Ben Roethlisberger back then. Like, I don't like the trend. You know, they're 108-24. Yeah, when Terry Bradshaw was quarterbacking? No, like that actually makes sense because the guy's still on the team. So trends that go back to where players aren't even the same ones are just stupid. You have to take trends with a grain of salt. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they're just dumb. You know, but they're weird ones. Some teams win on Wednesdays. Some teams win on Fridays. I don't know, Gabe. A lot of it's just malarkey.
Let's bring in Kevin Walsh right now and warn Walsh that Cam's in a surly mood, Walsh, as you could tell. So you better bring your A game. He's not playing around. He's upset. The New York Islanders keep losing. Kevin Walsh. What's going on, Walsh? So we'll get to that. Speaking of Kurtz, we'll get to Kurtz. We're gonna get to Kurtz tonight, actually, on Sports Rage late night.
He was melting down last night.
Well, rightfully so. I agree. How about this trend? Yeah, 31-4-1 to the under, guys. Like 31-4-1 to the under. Man, you want to talk about there's trends and then there's trends. And in fact, you even double down here. They're 32-3-1 to the under in road games if the total is 49 points or less. Now, they get a New York Giant football team tonight, you know, new coaching staff. But I wanted to bring this up, actually, because there's actually some positive numbers for coaches in their NFL debuts. Yet, I think because of the pandemic and because of the lack of training camp, we all knew that everything was extremely difficult for coaches to, and that's why a lot of coaches didn't even want to start the season in September. They wanted to push it back to October. So it's interesting, but if you break it down, Stefanski, the new head coach, the new stooge in Cleveland, that'll be fired in 2 years. That guy, he didn't cover. Matt Rhule didn't cover. Mike McCarthy didn't cover. And so Mike McCarthy, an experienced coach, but all three coaches that made their debut with their NFL teams did not cover the point spread.
And Morency, if you want to go one further, it was 1-3 with new quarterbacks in their new teams. Bridgewater didn't play bad, but he didn't cover. Brady was horrible. Tampa Bay didn't get it done. All those quarterbacks, the only winner, Cam Newton in New England. All the other guys, all the new starters, 1-3. So you combine that with the coaches, not good debuts.
That's a good, that's a nice stat, but we don't have any new quarterbacks playing tonight.
No, not tonight, but it was
Let's
on
bring
Sunday.
Kevin Walsh in.
See what I deal with? This guy's yelling at me all the time.
No, I
take more crap from you than any guy in the world.
I'm nicer
than
you.
Now, here's the thing.
Hey, listen to me. I had a perfect segue, Walsh, into, and Joe Judge is the next coach, and Cam comes in with quarterbacks.
Yes, but you know
but
what?
But that was just the point. Trends, that's where I thought you were going.
Because he doesn't like trends, and he buys in. He gives you a trend. Put it in your back pocket. Remember it for next year or next week. That's all. But I will say this. I've also come equipped with a trend because I'm a little bit worried tonight that these favorites look a little too obvious. I think doing all those in-game lives with Cam has completely I don't know if melted my brain. Honestly, it's probably made me a lot better because I've stopped falling into trap after trap after trap. I am too scared to back these favorites because I can't come up with really good reasons as to why they're not going to cover. And I hate saying that, but it's true. Here's a trend, though. We have six dogs that covered, or as you know, six dogs that won outright. The over was 5-1. So if we just go games where the favorites won the football game, right? 4-4 to the over. So I got a 50-50 shot. But if these dogs come home tonight, then these overs should be in a good position. And it makes sense because you know that the favorites will do the base minimum on the offensive side of the ball. I look at these two teams tonight that are dogs, and both of their offenses are the better units for their teams. I'm going to take both overs tonight. Your trends are terrifying. I wish I knew them before I clicked over, Gabe, but I'm going to be stubborn about it.
Are terrifying. I love it. Hey, Gabe, I got to tell you, though, I will give you credit, Morency, even though you're always taking pot shots at me, but you know what? I'm a big boy. Last night, I actually did something smart with the game. I became the prop king, like with Elliott's anytime touchdown. I'm telling you, on FanDuel tonight, take a look at like Saquon Barkley any touchdown, or all those very good numbers for, you know, and Connor, they're only pick'ems, Gabe. Those are great numbers, man. Like, I gotta believe that if the Giants are gonna get touchdowns, Saquon Barkley's gonna be the guy, don't you think?
Well, I don't see how there's not touchdowns in this game, and it totals 44.5.
It's going down.
You know, it is coming down to me. The New York Giant defense is bad, guys. Like, they're going to have a hard time stopping a healthy Ben Roethlisberger and a healthy Steeler offense. I got to believe the Steelers are going to get to 28. You know, I think they're going to get to about 28 points. I agree as far as the touchdown props are concerned. And, in fact, I've got four touchdown props here. And, you know, I'm kicking myself, guys. Last night, I liked Elliott to score multiple touchdowns. I really did. But it's easy for me to say this, and I didn't tweet, I didn't play. I looked at him like, you know, I've got a lot going on already here. Mm-hmm. And FanDuel has some sweet odds. I'll tell you what,
now,
not to take pot shots at anybody. FanDuel. Yeah, Bet365, it was plus 225.
Yep.
Like, that's a big difference right there. Like, that's,
you know,
that's
I'll give you another difference. I'll give you another one while we're talking. That line with Ezekiel Elliott to get a touchdown on FanDuel was a beautiful minus 140. It went to 145 by game time. The same line on three other books was minus 210, minus 215, and minus 225. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You want to save some dough? That's how you do it.
Man, there's more yelling than a Russian Stewart. Than a Russian heavy metal show right now.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's going on today. There's something in the air today, Morency. I've had some bad experiences. I've just tried to be nice to people. And yeah, people are rude
yelling?
To me today. Yeah,
yelling even on the show.
Yeah.
I'm
the neighbors are complex. Yeah, everyone's in a bad mood today, and it's rubbing off on me. Yeah. Surly
well,
people.
Of course, they had the Dallas Cowboys last night. That's
yes,
in a bad mood. I'm not surprised.
Imagine?
I'm in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood too.
Back in the Cowboys.
Yeah, I did.
How are your Eagles doing, Walsh?
Yeah.
How are your Eagles doing? They suck.
I didn't bet them.
They suck.
I knew it was coming. Go back, rewind the tape. The only man walking God's green that said Washington can win the division.
I got not Washington.
One bit.
Funny then line, too.
Yeah.
Listen, Walsh.
Seems like Washington.
Listen, there's still time for you. I cashed an in game. Hit the Washington football team. You know you're bad when you lose to a team that doesn't even have a name?
Exactly.
No, that's what was holding them back all those years. They let the weight off their shoulders.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Washington's going to win a division. They just need to get rid of the racist name. Now they got rid of the name, they're going to do nothing but win. But I Good do karma. Like these touchdown props. And I was going to say, though, Walsh, you know, there's still room for you on the wagon. It's filling up. Your Eagles are terrible. New York doesn't have a football team. The New York football team is in Buffalo. That's New York. That's the only football team in New York. I think it's time you jump on board. The bandwagon. The 1-0 Buffalo Bills, I might add.
They look good.
And listen, what an opponent that they had week one. The laughing stock of the NFL. I mean, Adam Gase couldn't get through halftime without people wanting his head on a platter.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. Like, Adam Gase, it's part of his fault. Like, they just suck. They're terrible.
They don't have a lot of talent there.
They're lucky.
He runs
no
all the
fans.
Talent out though. He does.
Yes, they're lucky.
Talent.
There's no fans next week. Like you get. It's a bad San Francisco. We'll see if San Francisco lands a punch. So we're gonna get to the picks on the other side here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
...23 of the 30 owners before the sale is... Action on the go. We got a tight one here. Game one of two. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati tied at one in the top of the seventh. The Marlins exploding on the Phillies 5-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Brew Crew and Cardinals, they're scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. And the Oakland Athletics slapping around Seattle right now 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Due to COVID-19, Major League Baseball says they're going to ban alcohol during clinching celebrations in 2020. More sad news. In the NBA, Milwaukee Bucks corner Mark Lazary told Giannis the team is willing to spend the luxury tax to provide him with some help. Sources telling ESPN the Bucks are reportedly against the idea of trading the superstar if he doesn't ink an extension. The Greek Freak has shot down the idea of being traded despite rumors that he might go to Miami or Toronto. We got a pair in Monday Night Football tonight. Things kicking off with the Steelers and New York Giants. We got the Steelers laying 6, total down to 44.5 on FanDuel. Next up, the Tennessee Titans and the Denver Broncos. Titans laying 3 on the road, low total 41. New Orleans Saints wideout Michael Thomas has suffered a high ankle injury in Sunday's win over the Bucks, but Thomas believes he can play through the ailment. He's listed as questionable for week two. The star pass catcher will get an extra day of rest. That's good news. The Saints are slated to play Vegas on Monday night. He caught just 3 balls for 17 yards versus the Bucks. New York Jets head coach Adam Gase said today that running back Le'Veon Bell could miss a couple of weeks while nursing a hammy injury. Gase says he doesn't want to put a timetable on his return. Reports confirming Indianapolis Colts running back Marlon Mack tearing his Achilles. He's done for the season. Mack set a career high last year with 1,091 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns. So rookie Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin and Nyheim Hines, now the Colts rushing attack. Tampa Bay coach Bruce Arians anticipates a better performance from Tom Brady in week 2. Arians called Brady's Buck debut pedestrian. The Bucks take on the Panthers on Sunday. The NFL also sending out a memo today reminding teams and coaches to follow the league guidelines and wear face coverings on the sidelines or read the ramifications. College football, Ohio State corner Sean Wade announced he'll forego his remaining eligibility and declare for the NFL draft. This year's Commander-in-Chief Trophy Series set for 3 games featuring Army, Navy, and Air Force taking place. Navy's at Air Force on October 3rd, November 7th, Air Force taking on Army, and December 12th, it's the famous Army-Navy game. One in the NHL playoffs, Vegas and Dallas. Vegas laying lumber, -170, total 5, a win by the Stars, and they advance to the Stanley Cup. EPL soccer, Chelsea beat Brighton and Hove Albion 1-0, the final, and Wolves, they blank Sheffield United 2-0, and the Calgary Flames officially naming Jeff Ward as their head coach. I'm Cam Stewart. That's your Sports Grid news and betting update. Now back to host Gabe Baretzi with our guest, Kevin Walsh, on Game Time Decisions.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're kicking it with Kevin Walsh and the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So it's nice to hear that the Army and Navy, the game will go forward. I got to tell you, last year, I was really fired up for the Army-Navy game, and it was at the Meadowlands. So I kept seeing like on the video screen and the billboards outside, Army-Navy, Army-Navy. And I even rounded up a bunch of people. I'm like, man, Army-Navy are playing in like 2 weeks. Army-Navy are playing in like 2 weeks. No, it was for this year's game. advertising. Yeah, they were advertising. Because someone said, right, I think it's in Baltimore or something. I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm like, I'm in the parking lot, bro. I see the sign every day. No, they were advertising the game like 2 years in advance. I don't know if there's going to be fans allowed, but no fans tonight at MetLife Stadium. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants. The New York Giants really don't have a home field advantage, guys. And honestly, I'm not even kidding. All kidding aside, the Giants are probably better off that there's no fans, only because the Pittsburgh Steelers are that popular that Steeler fans take over everywhere. And
they do.
The Giants, you think, no, not Giant fans. Yeah, Giant fans sell their tickets too. The Giants suck. Like, they've been bad for a long time. The modern generation, like, has given up on them. They're tired. Like, they, you know, they don't win. And so they do sell their tickets. I know the Giants are getting upset at their season ticket holders for selling tickets to the visiting fans all the time. But that's what happens. And the Steelers are, like, the biggest visiting fan base. These guys take over every stadium they go to. So Giants might be catching a break. So as we were saying, Walsh, earlier, man, that Giants secondary, Roethlisberger's going to have some success. I got to believe the Roethlisberger gets, you know, the Steelers score, what, 27, 28 points tonight? Mm-hmm. And as far as the total, guys, Daniel Jones is very good for overs. He either makes a big play or he'll turn it over. And, like, almost every time he touches the ball, something happens, crazy happens. So, you know, I'm looking at the over here at 44.5. I got to believe it gets there, even though there is that terrifying trend.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you're still taking the over, despite
that. Yeah, because I'm an idiot.
I'll tell you, I will say this. When it comes to Big Ben and Mike Tomlin, I like backing them when they're dogs. When they're favorites, when they're supposed to win, that feels like that's when they lay an egg. Now, it's hard to tell what their mindset's going to be because it's the first time Ben's played in a very, very long time. They missed the playoffs, what felt like an eternity, last year. So I expect them to be fired up, but I think they are a team that might be a little bit thrown off by not seeing the terrible towels. I do, like, I've also seen Mike Tomlin's, like, 16-2 lifetime on Monday Night Football. Everything you mentioned with debut head coaches. Like, take the McCarthy stuff out of there. Stefanski, first-time head coach. Matt Rule, first-time head coach. Joe Judge, first-time head coach. Because Rivera and McCarthy have done it in other places. Those two guys both lost and didn't cover. So, but there's a lot of stuff there that makes me just want to back off the side, play this game over, and expect a lot of points in it.
Right, how about this? If you want to feel better, Kevin? You want to feel like a little bit covered? Monday night dogs in game one of the season are 37-17-1 against the spread, going all the way back to 1980, including 15-3 against the spread at home. You like that, Cam?
I love it. I'll tell you something, guys. I believe the Pittsburgh Steelers and the weapons they have, they're a better team than the Giants. But it's what Kevin said. That's the first thing, Gabe, when I looked at the numbers today, I'm like, everybody loves Tennessee. Everybody loves the Giants. I'm not sure if both favorites are going to roll here. I think the best way to play the game, and I hate to bring up our old buddy Tom Teaser, you know, he's broke, but I'll say that. If you like the over, you can either get the Giants to 13, you turn the Steelers into a pick'em, and you go over 37.5. I got to believe that there's going to be that many points. This game almost feels like a teaser game, or you just like, for me, I'm going to probably put the Pittsburgh Steelers in a money line parlay. The spread's telling me they win the game, but they win a really tight game. I'm not sure, though. It's tough, Morenci. Like, I don't know your feelings, but these lines and these games seem a little bit fishy and weird tonight. I'm just getting that smell, the fishy smell.
Yeah, how about this? Monday night non-division dogs in game one of the season are 16-4 against the spread the last 20 times. 16-4 against the spread. And how about this for strangeness?
Home dogs. And everybody
we've been doing this
go the other way.
We've been doing this for 9 years now where they've had the Monday night doubleheader. All right? Mm-hmm. So it's just been 9 years of this stuff. This is bizarre. In the 9 years, the first game is 8-1 to the over. The second game is 2-6-1 to the under.
Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of plays into what I think can happen tonight.
Well, good thing Denver, we got Tennessee the over for the first game.
Yeah.
Good thing I didn't touch that second game just yet.
Yeah. See, I showed you a terrifying trend, but like all people like that believe in polls and trends, see how Cam loved it? He goes, oh, I like that trend. Even though it went all the way back to 1980, like Bobby Brister, and like, he's like, I don't care if Terry Bradshaw won.
Yeah, Neil O'Donnell. At least I couldn't care less. Yeah, you're right, Dave. I use the trends when I like them, and then if they suck, I
exactly.
Don't worry about yours.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we all do.
Yeah, we're liars. Yeah, that's true.
I think it's going over. No, I'm not liars. It's politicians do the same thing. You hear that all the time.
So
when a politician's doing bad in a poll, they'll be like, "Those polls are garbage. They don't mean anything." And then you'll hear them say when they like the poll, "We're doing great in the Wall Street Journal poll." You haven't seen the polls, right? Like, college football's the same thing. It's like Homer Simpson said. You know what I mean? 85% of people polled know the polls don't mean anything. All right, so the touchdown props, the touchdown props tonight. I'm going all in on these. I'm going all in, and I like your style here on this, Cam, because I do think. Listen. Who's going to score the touchdowns here? Who's going to score tonight? Saquon Barkley's going to score a touchdown tonight.
I think he will.
He's going to get into the end zone one way or the other, catch a pass, run in. Dude, James Conner is going to go off tonight, guys. His rushing and receiving combined prop is 86.5 at FanDuel. Take it. All right? It's higher in other places. Take it. 86.5. He's going to light them up. He's healthy. He's getting in the end zone. He might score two touchdowns, but he's getting in the end zone. He's only minus 120. Barkley's like minus 105 right now. To me, Schuster's getting in the end zone. Schuster at plus 120. Big Ben's going to throw a touchdown pass. The Giants' secondary's terrible. Like, Ben's probably going to throw two, three touchdowns in this game. At least one of them goes to Schuster at plus 120. And FanDuel's got great odds for Darius Slayton at plus 250. Mm-hmm. Walsh, remember last year at the book, it was my favorite prop. It's one of these deals, guys. Darius Slayton was low on the depth chart. Daniel Jones was the backup quarterback who was throwing. They were playing together every day in practice. Bang, great chemistry. You saw last year, Kevin, dude, Slayton's his guy. Like, Slayton's a touchdown machine, and we're getting plus 250. Got to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, I mean, also, throw Deontay Johnson in the mix. I mean, look, we don't want to get crazy here, but everybody says this guy's going to be
Let's get crazy.
3-1. We expect the Steelers to score points, right? I don't see why that number's all the way at 3-1. I'd rather play Deontay Johnson at 3-1, I think, than Juju all the way down at plus 125.
Yeah, you know, I get the
still plus money, though, so it's not like a bad number.
No, I know, but Big Ben Roethlisberger, who was his guy 2 years ago, who went to the Pro Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's when AB was Schuster. The number two wide receiver. It's a different game. That's my only thing.
Yeah, I agree.
He had bad quarterbacks last year. Schuster's going to be easier as the number one wide receiver now.
100%.
I hear what you said.
Listen, I think they both might get in the end zone. I'm not trying to rain on the parade here. I'm trying to get Deontay Johnson invited to the parade.
Let me rattle off the props here that I've got. Daniel Jones, over unders. It was 16.5 earlier in the day, rush yards. It's 18.5 now. The kid, he's going to rush for it. The only thing is, we don't know. I mean, Joe Judge never called him. We've never seen a Joe Judge game before, right? So I almost think they want to run the ball a lot with Saquon Barkley, but I also know they're going to end up trailing. So I do like the Jones rush yards over prop. Daniel Jones over 240.5 pass yards. Come on. He's going to throw for like 257, 263 or something like that. They're going to be trailing. The kid can throw the ball. He's got weapons. Even without Golden Tate, you got Sterling Shepard, you've got Evan Engram, you got Darius Slayton, you got Saquon Barkley. They should be able to move the football and throw the football. I like that over 240.5 pass yards for Daniel Jones. James Conner, the Terminator, over 86.5 rush and receiving yards. And then Saquon Barkley to score a touchdown, Conner to score a touchdown, Schuster to score a touchdown, and Darius Slayton to score a touchdown. Those are the props I'm looking at so far. What do you got for us in this game, Amos?
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm taking this game over the number. I do think that the best bet, you don't have to get crazy with the, like, James Conner at minus 115. He's absolutely getting into the end zone. And I feel like the one thing I left on the board is it's plus 550 for him to score twice. And I think there's also a really decent chance that he does scoot into the end zone twice.
Great odds.
I like that.
That's a monster number. 550.
That's a, and then I think Deontay
Johnson has a good chance to get over 51.5. I wouldn't be surprised. Big Ben's first game back. If he throws for 300 yards, his over-under is 277.5. I'm going to take a look there as well.
What do you think of Claypool? Even though they don't know each other very well, right? Like,
yeah, it could
he's gonna
be
a good receiver.
This is the thing about Ben, though. This is why Ben's difficult, though. He will throw touchdowns to dudes you've never heard of, right? A little bit like what Drew Brees does, and you're like, oh yeah, of course, Chase Claypool has two catches for two touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's speaking of which, Eric Ebron over 2.5 receptions. He likes throwing a tight end.
Oh yeah.
Eric Ebron over 2.5 receptions. We'll have more on the other side with Walsh and Ken.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got to get into the Tennessee Titan-Denver Bronco game, but we're on the clock as far as this game is concerned. It's tough. It's hard to trust the New York Giants getting 6. I think they are perfect teaser material. Tommy Teaser steps up and in. And, you know, you get the Giants up to 13. How you want to approach the Denver and Tennessee game, as Kevin Walsh alluded to earlier. It almost feels like it's, you know, people just think it's like it's a slam dunk that Pittsburgh and Tennessee are going to win. It doesn't happen that way on the opening night of Monday Night Football. A lot of people also thought that the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to be terrible as Cammy Colts.
Hey, hey, where's the love? What can you roll the tape? Hey, roll the tape, Metal Matt. I am Cam Colt, but I love the Jaguars at +8 this week. I didn't know they were going to win outright. I got to tell you, my Colts bets.
I got to tell you, if they can't beat the Jags, then like they're not
winning the division. No, that's a divisional win bet. It so might be going down the toilet. Yeah, you know, it's 1 week, Gabe. It's 1 week. We'll see. Well, it was pretty bad.
No,
it was pretty bad.
Anybody that's been watching the NFL for a long time knows that whatever happened after 1 week is absolute for the rest of the year.
Lions, and they won 44-7.
Yeah, I remember that. I was on the Lions because I'm a loser. No, I don't know. No, I swear to God, remember years ago when our boy Cam was the coach, Tom Sewell.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that looks like mom dates after the divorce, like mom's boyfriend. Right.
Guys, like, hey, baby, the mustache. I'm wearing a windbreaker. Yeah,
dude, he went 2-14. He went 2-14. They beat the Vikings. They beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football. You remember that, Walsh? It was first game of the year. They beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Bad teams often win on Monday Night Football in the first game of the year in these weird, these stupid games, especially with the double headers. Denver beat up, man. Like, all right, so me and Cam will lock in a final pick still, but final picks here, Walsh, and then we'll move on. Giants game and the Steelers. What are you doing? What are the picks here?
Over James Conner anytime touchdown score. Those are the two that you need. Those are the two that I love.
Over in the game and James Conner to score a touchdown.
Yes.
You only have 2 picks? Like, you need 20. That's not how we do it here, Walsh. No, I'm kidding. It's all good.
No. Let me just say, every night, the sports grid record, I look. Oh, good day for Kevin Walsh. Goes 4-2. Gabe Morenci piles it on. 25-15. I'm like, man, I got to give this guy credit. They could throw him anything. He's finding an angle.
So, props. Yeah, that's what I say. No, I give the picks for every game. Like, that's, you know what I mean? I'm here. I can't, like, take the R. I can't give a pick for the big Stanley Cup playoff game because it's going to affect my record. I get paid to give people my picks on this show. Simple as that. I agree with the over in this football game. I love the Connor prop, score a touchdown. I approve both picks. Cam, what do you got?
Yeah, well, we're putting together Tom Teaser. Pittsburgh +1, over 37.5. Connor, anytime touchdown, yes. Barkley, anytime touchdown, yes. Looking for more, but 3 are locked and loaded right now. More to come.
All right, Tennessee, more to come. Tennessee, and we still have a couple of minutes left. All right, I only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10.
He said only. And then couldn't even eyeball it.
I got to be honest with you, Kev.
If
he asked, though, like, honestly, for a Monday night football doubleheader game, I'm thinking the usual over-under is about 15.5, 16.5. Like, there's usually just under 20 picks, I'm thinking.
No, we're already at 10, and we're not done for this game yet. We're not even into the next game yet. I do like the under of the hockey game. I like the under of the hockey game. I love the James Conner over 86.5 rush and receiving yards as well. All right, Walsh, Tennessee and Denver, a beat-up Denver Bronco football team. You know, we know about Von Miller. Bradley Chubb has been, he hasn't been able to practice. Even if he plays, how effective would he be? You know, Cortland Sutton's injury right now. They do still have talent. You know, Drew Locke was 4-1. They bring in Melvin Gordon. Jerry Jeudy was a great draft pick. You know, they have Noah Fant was a nice pick from last year. An up-and-coming football team, but a beat-up football team. Walsh, what's your take?
Yeah, so I honestly am slightly tempted here to just watch the Giants-Steelers game. And if the Giants win, that means the Titans are the lock. And if the Steelers win, well, that means that we're getting the upset from Denver. Now, I also have been thinking that this game as well could get over the number. Again, Gabe's, you know, delivering some terrifying trends that might make me a little bit shy. But I started to dive into two areas that I've seen you a lot in around.
That's what I do. I terrify people.
I like terrifying trends. That's a great handle.
That's what they are. The completion and the attempts props for Ryan Tannehill. I know you usually jump on these to go over. I don't mean for Tannehill. I mean for certain quarterbacks. But you look at what this guy did in his starts. These were often very under. Even in his best games, it was through efficiency. A.J. Brown takes a slant 1,000 yards. And that is how they were running teams out of the building. And we all know what happened in the postseason. He hardly threw the football. Mike Vrabel's hopping on the plane wearing Give Derrick Henry the Ball masks. And I'm drinking the Kool-Aid of what they're selling here. I think Tannehill's a good quarterback for this team. I think he can be very efficient. That's why I'm a little nervous about taking under on the yards prop. But I think the completions and attempts can go under because that's just not their game.
Cam, your thoughts on this this late game tonight? Does the Drew Lock party continue tonight?
It's a very tough game. I don't know what to do with the side, but it's kind of weird. Like, the total is low. And I think, you know, Tennessee still, like, their defense can give up points. Denver's got a lot of injuries. It's very low, 40.5, Gabe. And you know me, like, I like an under when it's usually like that because it's going to be a grind. But I'm not so sure. Tennessee, this is the thing, man. I'm very confused with this game, with the injuries. I want to take Tennessee, but something's telling me stay away from this game. I don't know. Do you tease Denver? I got to be honest with you. I don't know what to do with this game. I lean over. That's about it. You got an opinion? Because this game's tough.
I like the Tennessee Titans. I think Tennessee wins a low-scoring game. I think sometimes we overthink things. And, like, let's be real. Like, where are the points coming from in this football game? Like, you look at how both teams want to play. You've got a quarterback making his sixth start in the NFL in Drew Lock. You have a conservative coach in Vic Fangio to begin with. You signed Melvin. What's the strength of the Denver Broncos right now? They're a ground game. Melvin Gordon, Lindsey, right? Like, they're banged up. Jeudy's good, but he's also a rookie making his NFL debut. Then you get Tennessee on the other end. Tennessee plays smash-mouth football. I think, why overthink this? Although it's famous, I don't win when I bet unders. But I don't see how there's points in this football game. I think it's a low-scoring game.
I think if you're going to go the teaser route, in a 7-point teaser, getting the Titans to +4. If Denver wins this game, I think it being by less than a field goal feels very likely. I don't think that they can blow out the Titans. So now, do you tease the number up? Do you tease the number down? If you're going to do the same game teaser, do you want to go back and take the Steelers to the +1 like you did, Cam? I think that is very enticing.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you guys think about it, I think this game, it's one of the old Monday night specials. I think it middles both ways. I don't think the Giants lose by more than 13. I think the Steelers win the game. I don't think Denver loses by more than 10. And I think Tennessee probably lose if they lose between 1 and 3. a real tight game. If Denver finds a way, it's probably on a last-second miracle field goal or something. I expect that game to be pretty tight.
Good call that you raised, actually, Cam. I'm glad you brought that up because primetime games last year, it was crazy. Like, you could tease all sides and win all sides.
Used to do it all the time.
Yeah, you have to play four of them. It happened Thursday. Didn't happen last night. It fell short.
It would have happened last night if Dallas kicked the field goal. Yes.
Well, not automatically.
God, I hate that team. That team even more now, Moretti. Kurtz was snapping. I go, dude, you're a Cowboys fan. Your team sucks. Your coach blows. Horrible. Jason Garrett and McCarthy. Wow. What a brain trust.
I can't wait for Thursday's game. Cincinnati Bengals and the Browns. Great, thanks.
Nasty and Taylor.
Can we just for a second on Mike McCarthy, though? If I just may, they fired him. They watched the Green Bay Packers go 13-3 and go to the conference title game, and they went, yep, let's bring him in. That'll fix the problems. And what happened? The Cowboys week one do the same garbage they did all last year. Don't worry, they'll run the Falcons out of the building next week and everybody will be excited. Meanwhile, the Packers just went to Minnesota, where nobody embarrasses Mike Zimmer, and embarrassed them and hung 46 on his head.
Exactly. Yeah,
they miss Mike McCarthy. They miss Mike McCarthy. It was Rodgers' fault. I know.
I can't argue. I can't argue anything. Nope. All right, so Titans are -3. The total is 41. -162 on the money line. Broncos on the money line, +136 right now. As far as some of the player props, what's your take on the player props? Walsh is going to be on during this football game this evening. So coming into it, what are your thoughts on the player props? Derrick Henry to score a touchdown at any time, -155.
Sold.
Melvin Gordon scored a touchdown, +200. You like that, Cam? You buy?
Really?
I like Henry more, but I'm getting take back with Gordon. That's nice too.
They both
sound very lucrative.
Anytime touchdown score. Anytime touchdown score, Melvin Gordon +200. He can catch one too. Like we saw.
What about Lindsay at 380?
What's Lindsay? That's amazing. Yeah, I think Lindsay, he gets balls. They're still going to keep Lindsay in the offense. I agree.
Yeah,
that's a good number.
Yeah. So what's the deal with Cortland Sutton? Anyways, the doctor's joining us after.
I like Judy. He's gonna, his over under right now is 39.5 for receiving yards. That dude's a stud, man.
Yeah, we're going to see. It's his first end of I was watching some of the routes that he was running in practice, and he was blowing past people.
CD and Ruggs went over there receiving yards props.
Yeah, you're right. And Jerry Jeudy, anytime touchdown scores, +230. Corey Davis is +410. Noah Fant, +270. A.J. Brown, +175. Man, Ryan Tannehill +460. Man, he's pretty athletic. Sneak one in at +460, but we can't bet on everything, Cam.
No, you can't. The more I think about this game, I just see the barrel man and Bronco. I don't know. Something weird's telling me Denver shows this game. You said it, Morenzi. It's very weird that both of the favorites cover on Monday Night Football, but. I don't know, man. Maybe Denver can hang with these guys. We'll see. The defensive injuries are very concerning.
Doesn't it feel like a 2017 game?
Kinda, yeah.
Is it going to get to 23-20 and get over the number? I don't think so. I don't think so. You betting any baseball tonight, Walsh?
Absolutely not. Listen, with all due respect to the sport, I got a fantasy baseball playoff game going on right now, and that is the only attention I will be paying to baseball. Wake me up when the postseason's here. The Yankees finally took care of business they got one win against the Blue Jays. That's all they needed. And then they took care of business against the Orioles. And now I don't have to legitimately think about that team missing the postseason.
Wow, this is what it's been reduced to as a Yankee fan. You handled your business against Baltimore. We'll see you tonight.
You know what? Good point.
SportsGrid
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, the countdown is on, and we are on the clock. NFL football, not one, but two games. Kevin Walsh says he's not betting baseball, but Cam, Cincinnati Reds are playing, so I'm sure Cam had some action on the Reds.
I did, and they won, but it was in a parlay, Dave. I can't lie. I always have to tell the truth. I actually had a good start with baseball. I had the Marlins, and I did a parlay with Marlins and Cincinnati. So I got to be honest with you. Baseball is going really good, and it's weird. When NFL football is on, people forget, like, my best play had Kansas City over Pittsburgh. They won, like, 10-0. You forget about all the sports that are going on, Rexy, and that's the thing, right? We could bet on anything. But tonight, let's just take a look at that teaser. Pittsburgh to plus one, over 37.5. I like Connor anytime touchdown in that game with the props. And we're going to go with Saquon Barkley anytime. The lines at FanDuel are so good for that stuff. Very, you know, under 50 cents. Like, that's amazing for that. I think both guys are going to get a touchdown tonight. What do you got for me?
I like the Giants. I like that Giant teaser as well. I think the Giants plus 13 is good if you want to tease the over as well. I don't mind that to the over. You know, sitting it right now, let's get the updated number because there has been a little bit of line movement with the total 44.5. So sitting at 44.5, 6 right now. Giants plus 215. I like the Giants tease to the over. I like the game to go over the number. I like Daniel Jones over 18.5 rushing yards. I like Daniel Jones over 240.5 passing yards. I like Eric Ebron over 2.5 receptions. James Conner's going to light it up over 86.5 pass and rush yard combined. Saquon Barkley to get into the end zone. James Conner to get into the end zone. Schuster to score a touchdown at plus 120. And Darius Slayton to score a touchdown plus 250. FanDuel's got great touchdown score props up on the board. Darius Slayton's a touchdown machine. Great rapport with Danny Dimes. We'll have time to break down the game on the other side. We'll transition from GTD in the game live coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,